inefficient and who are slothful, who have done nothing over the years to curtail their wild expenditure in Fairbanks. Now let's look at the community colleges, because that's an interesting picture too. We see by the charts here the recommended budget that two units were increased over the four-year pattern. Matsu Community College, which had an enrollment of 116 students, which is very good. Our investments there have paid off for those particular units. And that's the whole idea. Invest where you know the students have need. We also see that ICC, in your area, sir, has increased their enrollment by 17 bodies. However, both of those had an increase overall financial impact in the last 4 years, and I don't mind that because we're serving students. On the other hand, when you look at ACC, that had 446 students increase in the last 4 years. That is phenomenal. And it shows that they are really productive, that the new chancellor up there and his administration are working hard and they're serving students. That's where our money should go to. Yet we cut their budget by over $1 million. The productivity and hard work pay off, or is it those who are going to be slothful, those who have political well-being, those who have more affluence for whatever reason? I really fear, sir, if we allow a budget like this to go through, that the legislators will be conceived as awarding slothfulness and inefficiency and not catering to while punishing those who are productive and hard work. And I hope all of our budget leaders would look into each area and see who is really serving the public and mark their budgets accordingly. Thank you.
Any further special orders? Representative Navarro. Are there any objections? Hearing none, proceed.
I just want to point out to the body that the figures that the representative from Anchorage just spoke about, that Kenai Community College is the most efficiently run in the university system.
Any further special orders? Representative Clark.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the House stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Any objections?
Please save your packets.
Save your packets.